This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I think I said on Monday that this was going to be a jobs-heavy week in this economy. And hey, what do you know? It is. First-time claims for jobless benefits tomorrow. The Department of Labor's unemployment report on Friday. This morning, the private payroll processing company ADP said the economy added 807,000 new jobs last month, the most since May. And we ought to say this data predates Omicron. But also, we ought to say that it's a national number, 800-something thousand new jobs across the whole economy. But as Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports, all that hiring, well, it ain't happening everywhere.
There's a whole lot of hiring going on these days in all sorts of industries.
However, some states are experiencing much stronger recoveries than others.
Mike Maciag is a researcher at the Pew Charitable Trusts.
Generally speaking, states with economies more tied to tourism or other industries upended by the pandemic suffered more severe job losses and have had much slower recoveries. Hawaii and Nevada really stand out, as do coastal states.
Now, though, a lot of those states are seeing the most hiring. Between November 2020 and November 2021, Hawaii had the biggest drop in unemployment rate, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. David Cooper at the Economic Policy Institute says that's often how economic recoveries go.
It's this bounce back effect that the places that were hit the hardest are going to be the ones that we're going to be seeing the strongest growth in because, you know, they fell the most, so they have the most to gain.
Whereas other states, including many in the Midwest and South, aren't seeing as much hiring now because they didn't lose as many jobs in the first place. And they reopened sooner, says Andrew Stettner at the Century Foundation.
The general trend had been that those states that were more cautious and aggressive in COVID mitigation efforts fared worse in terms of their labor market recovery.
But he says that started to change in the last few months.
Where I saw more of those discrepancies before between the South and the North and the West, I see more of a convergence, you know, maybe more of a national recovery at this stage.
The job market will continue to go up and down in different places along with the virus. But Stettner says a lot of the hardest hit areas are getting closer to normal. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.